The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 7th. What to know about the latest track of what's now Hurricane Elsa, when it's expected to hit Florida, what people there can expect, and how volunteers have already been helping out. Also, new steps the government is taking to get more Americans vaccinated, and why not everyone is happy about them. Plus, an Olympic frontrunner disqualified from Team USA, a deal to get more blockbuster movies on Peacock, and another big patriotic parade, this one for frontline workers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Florida is now hunkered down ahead of what's now Hurricane Elsa. It's expected to come onshore sometime between 8 and 9 this morning, somewhere between the Tampa Bay area and Big Bend region. The National Hurricane Center says people there can expect heavy rains, damaging winds, as well as life-threatening storm surges, flooding, and even some tornadoes. But as of early this morning, no evacuations have been ordered. Still, government offices, airports, and schools are shut down, and events have been canceled. Electric workers from several states traveled to Florida early so they could be there to help respond to power outages after the storm hits. Volunteers in Tampa have been helping older people fill sandbags to help protect their homes. And the Red Cross is also on standby in case people need shelter in the aftermath of the storm. After Florida, forecasters think Elsa will hit parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. The largest city in the U.S. is on track to have a black mayor for only the second time in history. Eric Adams declared victory in the New York City Democratic primary. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the city by a lot. So Adams is also expected to win the general election in November. Before running for mayor, Adams rose from poverty to become a police captain and then the borough president of Brooklyn. He ran on a public safety platform, promising to strike a balance between fighting crime and ending racial injustice in policing. By the way, it looks like former sanitation worker Catherine Garcia finished in a narrow second. Adams beat her by a single percentage point. All the results are set to be officially certified next week. The Defense Department is canceling a controversial contract with Microsoft. Microsoft was supposed to work with the government to build a cloud network. The idea was it would be able to store and process tons of classified data and improve communications with troops on the battlefield. It was also meant to help the military use artificial intelligence to speed up war planning and fighting capabilities. However, Amazon sued over the deal. Amazon also applied for the contract and said it was most qualified to get it. But the company believed Microsoft got it because then-President Trump just didn't like Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. It's something the Pentagon has said wasn't true. But because of that legal battle, the whole project has been delayed for more than a year. Now, the Pentagon says it will start from scratch to pursue a new deal. Both Amazon and Microsoft could end up getting part of the business. So could other cloud service providers like Google, IBM, or Oracle, or a mix of all of them. So far, the government hasn't set a new price for the contract, but says it will be in the billions. There was yet another high-profile ransomware attack. And once again, the hackers are said to be tied to the Russian government. This time, they got access to a contractor for the Republican National Committee here in the U.S. It's not clear what, if any, information the hackers found, but the RNC says they weren't able to access any of their important data. The FBI says it's aware of the incident, but wouldn't comment beyond that. Notably, this news comes just a few days after what seems to be the biggest global ransomware attack in history. In that one, a software provider named Kaseya was hit. The issue is, most of Kaseya customers are IT service providers themselves, who also have hundreds or thousands of customers. So, hundreds of businesses were impacted around the world. President Biden is expected to meet today with top officials from the Departments of State, Justice, and Homeland Security to talk about a strategy to counter ransomware attacks like these. The highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 is now officially the most dominant one in the U.S. The CDC says it accounts for more than 51% of new cases here. And in some states, like Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa, Delta makes up more than 80% of new cases. This is worrisome for health experts, since it's more contagious than previous strains and might even lead to more severe symptoms. The good news is, research has shown the shots on the market are still effective against the Delta variant. By the way, President Biden missed his goal of having 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated by now. As of this morning, it's about 67% of adults who've had at least one shot. So the Biden administration is trying some new tactics to bump that number up. The president says the government is going to be sending more shots to primary care doctors and pediatricians to make it easier for children to get vaccinated before they return to school or to fall sports. The government will also add more mobile clinics. And in some cases, Biden says officials will be going door to door in communities where vaccination rates are especially low to give people information about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines. That last part sparked backlash from some Republicans who say vaccine conversations should be between doctors and patients, not politicians. Either way, people are still getting their shots all around the country, just in smaller numbers. On average, about 870,000 doses are going out each day to Americans 12 and up. That's compared to more than 3 million a day back in April. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about Policy Genius.
Erica here, and our new baby boy, Dax, relies on us for all kinds of support, including, of course, financial support. So that has me thinking more than ever about life insurance. You probably know that if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, having life insurance to make sure they're taken care of after your death is important. But I also don't want to spend more than I have to on a plan. Well, with Policy Genius, you can compare quotes from more than a dozen top insurers in one convenient place. And comparing can go a long way. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare those policies. In just minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and then find your best price. And get this, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com.
It turns out most unruly passengers on planes these days are upset about mask mandates. The FAA says more disruptions have been reported so far this year than in the last 15 years combined. We're talking more than 3,200 incidents, and about 75% of those reports have to do with face masks. Many flyers simply don't want to wear them, even though they're required by federal regulators, and it's causing a lot of trouble for crew members who have to enforce the rules. Reports about unruly passengers include cases where travelers curse or shout at crew members, and some get violent. The current mask mandates are set to expire in September. Remember that massive ship that got stuck in Egypt's Suez Canal a few months ago and blocked traffic for nearly a week? Well, today, it's finally allowed to leave. The Ever Given ship has been sitting in a holding leg about halfway through the canal since March. Most of the crew members have been staying with the ship this whole time, too. They couldn't sail away because of a bitter fight about money. Egyptian officials initially demanded the ship's owner pay nearly $1 billion in damages. But the ship's owner argued Suez Canal officials shared the blame for the blockage. So the two sides finally reached a settlement and agreed the ship could leave the canal today. When the Ever Given ran aground back in March, the impact on global shipping was huge. It's estimated the traffic jam held up about $10 billion worth of trade per day. Since then, though, it's at least been out of the way, so other ships have been able to get through just fine. Track star Sha'Carri Richardson isn't going to the Olympics, all over marijuana. Team USA Track and Field released its final roster yesterday, and Richardson wasn't on it, even though she was considered a frontrunner for a gold medal. She tested positive for THC, a chemical found in marijuana, after winning the race at the Olympic trials. And the World Anti-Doping Agency still includes marijuana on its list of banned substances. So Richardson was suspended from competition for 1 month. That meant her spot in the individual event was definitely officially out. There was speculation she'd still compete in a women's relay race, though, because that one is scheduled for after her suspension is set to be over. But officials chose not to include her on the relay team either. After her suspension was first announced, Richardson told the Today Show she smoked marijuana to help cope with her mother's death. Now, Team USA says it sympathizes with Richardson, but that it has to abide by the current rules. Richardson says she's confident she'll be back for the next Olympic Games. Starting next year, new movies from Universal Pictures won't go to HBO anymore. They'll be streamed on Peacock instead. That's because Universal's longtime deal with HBO expires at the end of this year, and Universal and Peacock both have Comcast as their parent company. This deal affects movies like the next Jurassic World sequel, the next Minions movie, and a new horror movie from Get Out director Jordan Peele. To be clear, though, the movies won't be coming to Peacock before theaters. Under the new deal, Universal movies will hit the streaming service a few months after they've been shown in theaters. Then, Peacock gets exclusive streaming rights for only a few more months. After that, the movies will go to other networks, too. There's a big parade in New York City today meant to thank the essential workers. There are 260 different groups being honored today, including healthcare workers, first responders, utility crews, childcare workers, and more. There will be 14 different floats, and people who work for the city's transportation system will ride on a vintage subway car. The first American to get a vaccine out of a clinical trial will be serving as the parade's grand marshal. All New Yorkers are welcome to come out and salute essential workers today, but the city says anyone who hasn't been vaccinated should still wear a mask and keep their distance. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a word from our new sponsor, KiwiCo.
Hello, I'm excited to tell you about KiwiCo, which creates hands-on projects for kids of all ages. I take comfort knowing each KiwiCo crate is designed by experts and then tested by kids. In fact, KiwiCo spends more than 1,000 hours designing and testing every crate, and they cover different age groups from babies to teens. For our new baby Dax, the Panda Crate gave us great supplies to engage his developing brain. We've already used the Tummy Time Mirror, for example, and we love sort of reading the black and white cards to him as he stares at them in wonder. It's great to know we're helping support his visual development from day one. And that's just a couple of the many items in his first KiwiCo crate that we are using every day. Your child can learn something new every month as well in various subjects like science, art, and geography. Older kids can even play and learn independently thanks to kid-friendly instructions. For example, with KiwiCo's hands-on art and science projects, kids can engineer a hydraulic claw, build an animation machine, explore colorful kid-friendly chemistry, and more. And right now, get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's KIWICO.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Work Wednesday. COVID-19 may have sped up the shift to automation at work. Many American businesses, like restaurants, factories, and warehouses, relied on auto technology to survive the pandemic, since you don't need to worry about robots spreading the virus. Well, they seem to work well enough that the New York Times says companies may start doubling down on those investments, even post-pandemic. For example, a voice recognition system can take orders at a drive-thru. Restaurant customers can order their food on an app, even when they're eating at the restaurant. And online grocery orders can be filled by a robot in a warehouse. Employee shortages could end up pushing companies to invest more in automation, too. Some economists say that will ultimately hurt the American worker by eliminating jobs and taking away some of their bargaining power. But others say new technologies could make existing jobs easier rather than replacing them entirely. And if a company is more productive, bosses might pass on the extra earnings to their human workers. Of course, automation creates new jobs, too. For example, machines need maintenance, so companies will need to hire software technicians and coders to keep everything running smoothly. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.